Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. That's where you go if you want to subscribe. And when you do that, you can get local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
I've got something to share today here on The Good Stuff that was sent in by Neil Vollmer a while back to The Good Stuff Archives. I still like the old paths the best, okay? I like the old paths when moms were at home, dads were at work, brothers went into the army, and sisters got married before having children. Crime did not pay. Hard work did, and people knew the difference. Moms could cook. Dads would work. Children would be quiet. Husbands were loving, wives were submissive, and children were polite. Women wore the jewelry, and men wore the pants. Women looked like ladies, men looked like gentlemen, and children looked decent. People loved the truth and hated a lie. They came to church to get in, not to get out. Hymn sounded godly, sermon sounded helpful, rejoicing sounded normal. Marriage was a sacred word. Families ate together. Families prayed together. Families stayed together. Cursing was wicked. Drunkenness was evil. And divorce was unthinkable. The flag was honored. America was beautiful. And God was welcome. We read the Bible in public, prayed in school, and preached from the house to house. To be called an American was worth dying for. To be called a Christian was worth living for. To be called a traitor was worth fighting for. Preachers preached because they had a message, and Christians rejoiced because they had the victory. Preachers preached from the Bible, singers sang from the heart, and sinners turned to the Lord to be saved. A new birth meant a new life. Salvation meant a changed life. Following Christ led to eternal life. Being a preacher meant that you proclaimed the Word of God. Being a deacon meant that you would serve the Lord. Being a Christian meant that you would live for Jesus. And being a sinner meant someone was praying for you. Laws were based on the Bible. Homes read the Bible. And churches taught the Bible. Preachers were more interested in new converts than the new clothes and new cars. God was worshiped. Christ was exalted. And the Holy Spirit was respected. Church was where you found Christians on the Lord's Day, rather than in the garden, on the creek bank, on the lake, or being entertained somewhere else. I still like old paths the best. Thanks, Neil Vollmer, for sending that in to The Good Stuff.
Here's something on saving. The owner of a store that was recently burglarized met a friend at lunch. That was a shame about the robbery. Did you lose much? Enough, but it could have been a lot worse if the burglar had broken in the night before. Why so? Questioned the friend. Well, just the morning before the robbery, we marked everything down 30%.
Okay.
Now, compliments. The woman was known to never speak ill of anyone. I believe you would say something good even about the devil, a friend told her. Well, she said, you certainly have to admire his persistence.
That he is, right?
And she did it too, didn't she? Guess what, shouted little Herman, banging the screen door. I found a horseshoe in the road. You know what that means, don't you? Asked the mother. Sure, he answered. It means some horse is walking around in his stocking feet.
That would be true. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board extends an invitation to you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. 300-plus motel rooms, all kinds of Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots if you want to bring your tent or your camper along with you. Stay a day or two, stay a weekend, well, stay a week or so. Take in some of the fantastic golf opportunities, so don't forget to bring your clubs and the scenic Niobrara River. It all starts by going to the visitvalentine.org. So this guy walks into a bar, orders a double bourbon, neat, and downs it in a single gulp. How big is a penguin, he asks. The bartender says, around 18 inches. He orders another double bourbon, neat, and gulps that one down. What's the biggest penguin that it can ever get? The barman frowns. Well, 3 feet, maybe an inch or two more. The man orders a third double bourbon, neat, and gulps that one down even quicker. And he sighs. I may have run over a nun then. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, make sure that it's better than that one, all right? Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station like KWYR, 1260 AM Country in Winter, South Dakota, for more of The Good Stuff.